What I'd like to discuss with you today, so long as my voice holds up, is a question about what is the definition of min bimino versus min b'she'eino mino. It's a very basic question in Yerideya, no? Because we already encountered differences between min bimino and min b'she'eino mino, both in Simon Kuftes, in terms of Taruvis of Yavesh b'Yavesh, that min bimino requires Chai b'Trei to be bottle, and min b'she'eino mino it requires a Shishim. And in the Taruvis of Simon Sadi Ches, the Taruvis of min bimino, so we pass in the Asadin's Rabbanon, and as such Nishbach, we could be Mekel when there's a Safek, but by min b'she'eino mino, since we assume that Tam Ke'ikar is a Dindo Raisa, of course Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, the Moresh HaKol, always used to say, Tam Kicker, but she didn't do anything, why are you kicking her? No? Never heard that one? But that's Rabbi Cohen for it. But the fact is that Tam Ke'ikar, we pass as a Dindo Raisa, so min b'she'eino mino is going to be Osir. But how am I Magdir? What's called min b'mino? What's called min b'she'eino mino? It's not so Pashut, as we'll see, and we'll just try to get into the sugya to the best of our ability. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Vav seems to have a big machlokes between Abaye and Rav, but that's mamish relevant for this point. No, the Gemara speaks about when Yayin Nesach falls onto various food items. So if it's min b'she'eino minoi, so the iser is b'noisein tam. Right, that's the basic din that's found in the Mishnah there in Avodah Zarah Samach Beis, and the Gemara tells me that if it's chamra atika b'invi, let's say I have old wine. Now, old wine really means what we call wine. No, there's a certain bite to it. And chamra atika, the old wine, when it falls on the invi, it falls on the grapes. So everyone is masking. That's called min b'she'eino mino. No. And when it's masculine, that's in bin sein tam. That's the Gemara. However, chamra chadta b'invi, let's say I have new wine. Now, new wine means what we call in English grape juice. No? So grape juice on invi, on grapes, so that's the machlokes Abaye and Rava. Right? Abaye says that we follow Basra Taima, and grape juice tastes the same as grapes. And you can really feel this, you know, if you ever have, like, the Israeli grape juices, I think, are more like this than the American grape juices. But you eat it, you feel like you're sucking on a grape. No? So that's Chamra Chadta B'Invi. Abaye says that we follow the Tam, and therefore it's called Min B'Minoi. But Rava says that Basar Shema Azlinon. Rava says that we don't follow the Tam. This is called grape juice. This is called grapes, right? It has two different names, and therefore, according to Rava, it's considered min b'she'eino mino, and it's also been seen as tam. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara extends this case to chala de chamra and chala de shichra. No? I can make vinegar out of wine. No? Usually, if you try to make wine and it goes bad, that it becomes vinegar. No? That chala de chamra. You could also make chala de shichra. It's simple beer vinegar that you could also make. And the Gemara then also speaks about chamira de chiti and chamira de sairi. Chamira is... What's the type of chamira, anyone? Called chamira v'chamira. Huh? What's chamira? Dun, dun, dun. My wife was on Jeopardy, so I'm going to sing the song. What is chamira? Chamira is... sourdough, no? It's not yeast. Yeast is not a problem on Pesach. Yeast is a microorganism. It doesn't create any issues. But chamira, if I have sourdough, the pshat in sourdough is I leave a piece of dough to have lots of microorganisms that fall on it. And then I can take a tiny bit of that dough and throw it onto something else, and it'll make all the dough rise. So that is called sourdough. That's called chamira. The Gemara discusses chamira de chiti and chamira de sairi. Is that called min b'minoi or is that called min b'she'eino mino? Right? Is that, again, basa taima or basa shema? That's the same discussion, same machlokes Abaye and Rava there in the Gemara. Now, what emerges from that Gemara, just like if you look at it very simple, is that we assume that vinegar of beer and vinegar of wine are both called vinegar. Even though there's a shem levai, no, even though there's an adjective, right, to define the type of vinegar that it is, still, right, they're called, if you follow Basar Shemat, has the same shape, right? Chamira Dechiti, Chamira Desari is the same type of thing. That issue might come up in the poskim over here, just very, very quickly. Look in the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. And R. Simon, Darkei Moshe quotes from, I think, the Isser V'Heter. And the Isser V'Heter says, if I cut pieces of meat up into tiny pieces, so even though one is this type of meat, the other one is that type of meat, it doesn't matter. L'maisa, they're all called Chatichos Mikri. No? This is the Darkei Moshe letter... the documentation letter Hey. Hanimil Kishahin Shlemim Aba Hachatuchim Hakomikri Chatichos. They're called Chatichos Dag or Chatichos Oif. No? It's all called pieces of meat, and it's all the same shame. So Zuk the Darkei Moshe about this Isser V'Heter. Near Midvar Desuila Debchi Hagavna, it's min b'mino, the Basar Shema Azrina, Hoel Bakulo Mikri Chatichos Dag or Oif, Imkain Shema Shaveh. And then the Darkei Moshe adds, "Ein devar nirim, the ein ze shman ha'etzem shenelach acharav le'inyan min b'mino kein nirali." Right. What the Darkei Moshe is saying is that chatichos is not really the name of the item. Chatichos is a description of the type of way this item is cut. No. In other words, shame levai, right, doesn't really matter. If it's all called dag, it's all the same. But chatichos, that's not called all being the same, because chatichos isn't the shem ha'etzem. It's not really the term for this item. Fine. Because Rama Asa, machlekes abayin rava, b'chol hashas hadai paskin, machlekes abayin rava, hilchos hakavos edabaya b'yal kegam, the ga'onim say, no? That's not really a line in shas. Tysus points out in Kedushin Nun Beis, no? That's a line from the Gaonim that just got stuck into Shas, so the Rabbanus of Uri got stuck into Shas. But we pass a Kabaya only by Yal Kagam. Besides that, we pass in like Rava. Based on this, the Ramah says that when we have a Shaila, what's called Mimbamino, what's called Mimbishaino Mino, so we follow Basar Shema, not Basar Taima. No? That's what the Ramah says. Comes along the Shach. And the Shach jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. He says, hold it, 1 second. Basar Shema? That doesn't make any sense. The Shach tells me in Sifkat and Vav. Because Lameisa, the whole din that we're talking about is Tam Ke'ikar. And Tam Ke'ikar is a din Do'iraisa. And if it's nice in Tam, then I invoke Tam Ke'ikar. So what difference should it make, the fact that it's called Basar Shema? I don't care. The halacha really should be Basar Taima. And the Shach Mamish stacks the deck. The Shach has like hundreds of rayas to this Yesod, no? The Hoden of Nois and Tam, the Shach says, is a raya to this Yesod. He quotes that this part of the Shach I don't fully understand, so maybe I'll just throw it out to you guys. If you have this line in the Shach, you could help me. He says, "Hachi muchach midivrei shumas hadeshen shevesi b'sivkot and beis dimlokin lo hevetzach lo madarash b'savar kirashi." Remember, in sivkot and beis, we're discussing the fact that meseach lefituma only helps on dinim drabanon. So the shaila is, how does meseach lefituma help by tam ke'ikar? We pass in tam ke'ikar's dayraisa. And for the Shumas Hadeshen, that the Rashba who says that Meseach Levituma helps, the Rashba is going like Rashi, the Tam Kicker is Drabbanon. Right? That's. So the Shach is saying, the Shach is saying that if I'm wrong, if you really hold Basar Taima, so you don't have. But if you really hold Basar Shema, so you don't have to say that the Rashba holds like Rashi. I'm not exactly sure what the Shach means with that line. I mean, I spent a while this morning trying to think about this. I looked around, I didn't see anyone who have shot. If any of you guys have shot in that line in the Shach, I will, like, I feel like hugging you because I'm really stuck in this. But right now I'm stuck in this line of the Shach. Okay? So let's go on. Zok the Shach. Ladino, we pass him Basar Taima. And the Gedolei Hadar were masking to me, including my Rebbe, Reb Yoshia. His Rebbe Rebbe Yoshia is Rebbe Yon, is Rebbe Yeshua Heschel of Krakow, no? Who wrote Haggais in the back of this Shulchan Aruch. I have like this fancy razzle-dazzle Shulchan Aruch, no? So you have Chidushim of Rabbi Yaakov of Lublin and Rabbi Heschel of Krakow on the tour, right? So that Rabbi Heschel of Krakow is the Shach's Rebbe. The Shach has his father as a Rebbe. He had Rabbi Heschel of Krakow as his Rebbe. And he had Rabbi Nosson Shapiro, the author of the Megala Amukos, as his Rebbe. Right? Those are the three Rebbeim that the Shach had, all by the time he was 17. Right? Because then he became a Dayan. So, okay, the Shach quotes that the G'dayle Hadar were maskim to me, and therefore Ladina, we maskin Basar Taim. And we have this Machlekes Abaye and Rava, and Rava says Basar Shema, and the Chorish are paskin like Rava. Zuck the Shach, no. The Shach says he doesn't think that the Machlokas Abaye and Rava is germane for our conversation. Because what Abaye and Rav are discussing is an Isser of Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is Aser B'mashim. By Isurim, which are not Dinoi B'tam. If it's Aser B'mashim, so then we have declared you follow Basar Shema or Basar Taima in the Hagdar of Min B'mino, Min B'she'ino Mino. But by an Isser that the Din is no Saint Tam, so of course it's Basar Taima, not Basar Shema, that is the Shach. And the Shach gives a few examples of Isurim that are Aser B'mashahu, or Aser more than the Sinas Tam, right? Tevel, Yayin Nesech, Truma, Arla. The Shach also throws in Dabashesh Lomatirin that we'll talk about later on. In all these cases, the Shach says that is when we will be Magdir Basar Shema, but ultimately we paskin Basar Taima, that is the Psach of the Shach. This comes along the Prima Godin in Eisbav on the Shach. The Prima Godin says that all Achronim are masking with the Shach, the Minchas Yaakov, and the Pri Chodesh, and the Minchas Kohen. V'chein halacha, we pass in straight up like the Shach. Ba'adei HaShochan Sifkatin Yotes, we pass in straight like the Shach. No conversation. Does anyone disagree with the Shach, besides the Ramah? No? Anyone? So, the Prima Godim, yeah? The Taz! Zuck the Prima Godim, commenting on the Taz, Ois Dalid, that the Taz disagrees with the Shach. The Taz just writes, I am Bebeis Yosef, dear Askel Matsasi Kosov, where he discusses what's called Min B'mi and Min B'she'en Omino. You notice he's not batting an eyelash, and that means that the Taz is disagreeing with the Shach, but the Prima Godim himself says that we don't pass like the Taz. Okay. But then the Prima Godim throws in, and this is the Prima Godim on the Taz, Ois Dalid. Then the Prima Godim throws in a Chiddush. He says, V'chein Mashma Me'os Aleph. Meaning to say, if I understand this Prima Godim correctly, the Prima Godim is telling me that the Shach and the Taz are l'shitosai in Sifkatin Aleph. If you remember, the Mechaber tells us that Isser Shenis Arev Beheter means Chaylev is Nisarev Bebasar, right? That's called Isser Shenis Arev Beheter, and that's called Min B'She'en Omino. That implies that Chaylev and Basar is Min B'She'en Omino. Now, is that so Pasha that Chaylev and Basar taste different? No way. Right? I could have a really geschmacka piece of pastrami, you know, with like the weight on it, you know, it's like really geschmack, and that tastes the same as the fat. No? A good fatty piece of meat tastes the same as the fat. They're both very good. Not good for you, but they're very good. So, comes along the Prima Godim, and the Prima Godim tells me that the Shach and the Taz are l'shitosam. Because the Taz really follows the Ramah, that Basar Shema Azlinon. If it's Basar Shema Azlinon, so Chelev and Basar are Min B'she'enoi Minoi. Because there's a different name. This is Chelev, that's Basar. Never the twain shall meet, no? Different names. But the Shach says Basar Taima. And therefore comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, oh, if it's Basar Taima Aslinon, so Chelev and Basar sometimes can be the same Tam, providing it is Basar Shamein. Right? The Shach Paskins and Sifkatin Aleph, the Chilav and Basar Shamein is Min B'minai. Because the Shach is a Basar Taimag Jew. Right? But the Taz, who's a Basar Shema Jew, like the Ramah, so the Taz is going to say the Chilav and Basar is two separate Nim. This is relevant for many other discussions. If you look back in that Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef speaks about, what about Kaved and Basar? Does liver taste the same as meat? Now, the Shach in the Shach HaAruch, no? The Shach wrote a commentary on the tour, correct? That he decided not to publish. He decided not to publish his commentary on the tour because he recognized that people weren't learning the tour anymore. The Shach decided to publish his commentary on Shulchan Aruch for the amazing reason that he felt people were making a mistake, that they were learning Shulchan Aruch and they were paskening based on this book called Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch gets a lot of things wrong. So the Shach says, I'm going to write my commentary on Shulchan Aruch to correct the Hamoin Am who's paskening from this regular book. The Shach himself wrote a sefer called Gevuras Anoshim on a single simon in Evan HaEzer in Hilchos Gittin, to show you that the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch get every single din wrong in that siman. He wrote a whole sefer, like, the Shach was a Jew who was not masking with the authority of Shulchan Aruch, but the paradoxical nature of this entire enterprise is precisely because the Shach wasn't masking with the Shulchan Aruch, and wrote a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch to upshlug Shulchan Aruch, that's why Shulchan Aruch became more niskabel as a sefer. No? That's like the great paradox of learned halacha. Again, if you listen over Bein HaZman to some of my halachic men shiurim that I've been giving the last couple of years in my show, when we focus on the, only during the summer, so in the year I have no time to prepare these things, but we focus on some of these aspects of the Shach, which I think is, I love the Shach. I think the Shach is like the great history, is one of the greatest figures in Jewish history. I think the Shach is, like, the way we learn halacha is all about the Shach. So the Shach with the Sefer HaAruch, he never finished the Sefer HaAruch. It was a commentary on the Torah. He realized that people aren't learning the Torah, so I'm going to stop it. In the commentary on the Torah, in the Sefer HaAruch, the Shach has a discussion about when the Beis Yosef and the Rishonim have this conversation about whether Kaved and Basar is Min B'mino, Min B'she'en Omino. They're talking about liver before it's kashered, liver after it's kashered. The way you kasher liver is you basically roast it in an open fire and all the blood comes out, no? Avada, says the Shach, that if it's unkashered liver, so that is going to be min b'she'en leminai with the basar, because unkashered liver has a din of dam, and dam and basar for sure is two different minim, no? So therefore we're talking about kashered liver, and then the shaila is whether kashered liver is like basar or not like basar, and l'cha'ora, you get the impression that the kashered liver tastes the same as basar. And that would be the svara why it would be min b'minai. Now, the Mahalach that we're taking so far is that the Shach and Taz have a machlokes whether we follow Basar Taima or Basar Shema, and that's it. The Gon, for some reason, in Eis Aleph, the Gra, has a slightly different take on the situation. The Gon brings a raya. The Gemara speaks about Acho Chelav Min HaChai, that I'm Chayiv Mishum Shalosh. No, if I eat Chelav Min HaChai, I'm Chayiv Al Basar min hachai, there's an Isser of Avram Nachai and there's an Isser of Basar min hachai. So the Chaylev from Achai is a Chayev of Basar min hachai. That case was a din of Trefa also, and also Chayev Mishum Chaylev. That's what the Gemara says. Comes along the Goy, and the Goy says, oh, you see from that Gemara, if I eat Chaylev, I'm in violation of the Isser of Basar min hachai. Zetmin, says the Goy, the Chaylev has a din of Basar. So Chaylev and Basar is min b'mino. Now the amazing thing about the Goyin is the Goyin is going about this, again this is like typical Gra, the Goyin is going about this by like, what Gemara can I dig up to discuss with the Chelev and Basar's Min B'mino, Min B'she'en Omino, right? He's not into the Metzius, does it taste the same, does it not taste the same, right? Okay, you can figure this out, because Chelev and Shuman for sure tastes the same. Remember, Chelev is the treifat. The treifat we mentioned one time in the Shiur is the fat that they used to put on the Mizbeach. That's a little bit of fat on the kidneys and the entire fat. I mean, you cut open the stomach cavity of the animal, it all comes out. But that's beautiful. It's mamish gorgeous. It's niflos hapor. You have to see a shkita at some point. Because that's what went on the Mizbeach. It's like the most beautiful thing. Well, it's like silk. It's gorgeous. So that's the real chilav, that's treif. The rest of the fat inside the animal is kosher. When they eat a piece of corned beef or pastrami, right, there's fat on the meat, right? It's chemically the same as the iser chilav, but that's called shuman. Chilav and shuman is exactly the same thing. No? Just one is kosher, one is treif, depending on what part of the animal it is. So we could figure out whether chilav and basar has the same time, has a different time. We could just do a taste test. Yet we don't do that, says the Gain. What I do is I look for Gemaras that indicate the Chilev has a din of Basar, Adka. Now, the problems begin to develop as follows. All of the cases that the Prima Gadim mentions over here, or the cases that the Beis Yosef mentions, they end up creating some problems. The Prima Gadim says like this, let's just make a cheshbon within the Shach. Chelev is min b'mina with basar shamina, right? Basar kachosh, a lean piece of meat, and chelev is min b'she'eno mina. So far so good? Now, what would be the din of basar shamain and basar kachosh? Is that min b'mina? Would that min b'she'eno mino? What would you say? For the shach? What? Min b'she'eno mino, because l'cha'ora, the shach is a basar taima Jew, so that should for sure be min b'she'eno mino, no? Zok the prima godim, that behefsin meruba, we're going to say it's min b'minoi. Now, hefsin meruba means as follows. The Ramah tells me in his Hakdama to Torah's Chatos that if I pask in one way b'makom hefsim eruba, that means that's the din. Just mishum kvodo of the Chachamim who disagree, we follow them in most cases. But hefsim, you can't say that we're going to be make on the shayla of kashrus because we'll lose money. That would be Reform Judaism. That's not Orthodoxy. Orthodox Jews, right, we keep Shabbos even though we lose money, no? But you don't eat treif, even though you lose money. That's the din. So what do you mean, I'm making on something with makim hefsim eruba? The pshat is that me ikar had din, the halacha is lahakil. Narvas amachmir mishum kvodam shahamachmirim in most cases. So that's the case for Rekhreb 5 Cohen in the Badeh HaShoham page Ches in the Biurim. He asks, one second, Prima Gadim, holy Jew, you're telling me that b'makim hefsim eruba, basar kachosh and basar shamein is called min b'minai? That means it's really called min b'minai. If that's the case, so then basar shamein can't really be the same as chelev, because basar kachosh is not the same as chelev. So this is the stira that Reb Fievel Cohen asks, which leads him to say yeso that we'll talk about after Mr. Drury's kasha.
No, potential tariffs, I guess. Why? I mean, the reason why basar
So you're suggesting what Revival Cohen answers, which I think is something like this, that maybe Basar Kachosh, or maybe I'll say it like this, Basar Shamein tastes like Basar Kachosh pretty much, and it pretty much tastes like Chelev. In other words, it might not be exactly the same, but it's pretty close. No? In hand grenades, you win when you're close. That's the aside. Comes along Reb Fievel Cohen, and he suggests, Yitachin, that Basar Shamein is Nidon Kishaver B'taimam Basar Kachosh, ובחוזוס את נידון בשווה נידון כשווה בתיימה עם חילב כיוון שאין בו חילק גמור בתיימו לא מזה ולא מזה כן היה נראה בביור סברס העניין כאן. Right? Exactly your yesod. That basar shamein tastes a little bit like basar kachosh, a little bit like chilev, it's pretty close to both. So, l'maisa will view it like it's min b'min of everything. Me'ikar hadin. That would mean, l'cha'ayra, that if things are close in taste, but not exactly the same, it's called min b'minoi. To be min b'she'enoi minoi, it has to be completely dissimilar. Is that correct? That's l'cha'ora what emerges from this. This issue, turn here, how many of you guys in the back of your Shulchan Aruch, everyone should have the Daf Acharon of the Taz and the Kuntres Acharon of the Shach. There's like only three or four Ha'aras that they have. Basically, we told you about that the Shach wanted to get Smicha, so he visited the Taz, no? Because the Taz was like the rabbi in Krakow. He was known as the Gadol Hador. He was a senior Rav. The Shach from Lithuania didn't have any Rabbonim to give him Smicha. He visits the Taz, and he shows him his book, and the Taz didn't want to give the Shach Smicha. That's the story. Not only did the Taz not want to give the Shach Smicha, but the Taz argued on the Shach, and he took the Shach Sefer and he wrote Ha'aros on the Shach. Just from that one meeting, it was like 2 weeks that they spent in the house. I always would have loved to be like a fly on the wall when the Rush and the Rashba met in Barcelona, and when the Shach and the Taz met. Like, these are like the two great historical meetings of Gedolei Olam from different parts of the world, different cultures. They come together and they duke it out. And the Taz really, at first he was very nice to the Shach, but then he started being masig on the Shach, and the Shach says, oh, if you're being masig on me, I'm going to be masig on you right back, and some of the fights become really intense. Right over here in the Kuntrasach and the Dapach, there's only like three or four back and forths. So Simon Tzadiches, let's look at the Daf Achron of the Taz.
Where is it?
In my Shulchan Aruch, it's on page Reish Nun Beis. Do you have this same Shulchan Aruch? This one? Okay. If you don't have it, just keep on flipping around the back. Usually it's after all the Prima Gadims of Taruvus. Is like one or two pages of Kuntras Achron, the Daf Achron of the Shach and Taz.
So when did you write this?
Huh?
When did he write this?
So apparently it was written during that week of the meetings, or 2 weeks of the meetings. It was 2 weeks, yeah. That's when they wrote this, that's when they went back and forth. Oh. Comes along. Comes along the Taz and the Daf Achron, and he writes, Hikshu, the people, does anyone have a place to tell Mr. Apple which page it is? Huh? You found it?
Isn't that the green one?
You have the green ones?
Huh?
It should be there. If not, just looking at someone else. Let's just go quickly. Hikshu Rama, Lama Yiyan, Nechshav Lamin Bemina, Yabato Barev Minatayra, Kevon She'ena Tam Shove, Hevele No Saint Tam Zebeza. They ask on the Rama, how can you pass in Basar Shema Lemaisa? They don't have the same taste, so they are nice in time, so it should be Aser. Velo Kashamidi, Nachver, Dehem Savru, Mashakasa Rama, Shain Tamam Shove, Hainu Shezemar, Vizematok, Oki Yotzi Buze, to Amim Hafchiyim. They thought. The they is the Shach, no? The Taz says that the Shach thought that when the Rambam is speaking about Basar Shema versus Basar Taima, he's all about that the Taz is completely dissimilar. Right? Zemar v'zematok. They are ta'amim hafriyim. Ve'ein ha'emes kein. That's not the pshat. El rav v'abaya pligi perk basar d'avoy d'zara l'inya invid b'chamra. Chata. Right? They're grapes with grape juice. Abaya holds its min b'minoi. Because they have the same taste. Rabbits min be'enomino, because they have a different shame. Now, l'cha'ora, they're arguing about grape juice and grapes, and they're arguing about the vinegar, and they're arguing about the sourdough, those three cases. Zuktataz, in all those three cases, the tastes are very similar, but not exactly the same. Grapes and grape juice. No? It's not mamish kirchoik mizrach mi mayriv zemar v'zematok. The grapes and the grape juice are pretty similar, but not quite. Not exactly the same. Zok the Taz, a tremendous chiddush, no? The Taz says that's what the Rama means. When the Rama says, Basar Shema, the Rama is not talking about when they're very far apart. All the Rama means is when you have two tastes that are pretty similar to each other, but there's a slight difference between them. B'kahai Gavna, the Rama says, Basar Shema. But Avada Gevist, says the Taz, if the tastes are completely dissimilar, so then the Shach is right, that Basar Taima, because that's the din of Tam Ke'ikar. Meaning to say, the Taz is being mechadish within the Ramah. And it's a Pella that, like all the Svarim, don't point out this Daf Acharon, right? The Taz is being mechadish within the Ramah, that the din of Tam Ke'ikar is only true when you have two tastes that are mamish, completely dissimilar. Zemar and Zematok. And you could really taste the difference. No, if I put horseradish in rice, the rice will taste mamish like horseradish. Zemar, right? It's completely dissimilar. Oh, that's when the Rambam says we follow, right? That's when, of course, we'll follow Basar Taima. But when the tastes are close to each other, then I can't invoke the din of Tam Ke'ikar. I can't invoke the din of Tam Ke'ikar. So what I'll say is, V'kahai Gavna, I follow Basar Shema, not Basar Taima. Yeah, Yechiel.
Why does the Rambam say nothing like this?
The Rambam sounds nothing like this. What do you mean? So what the Taz is saying is that we go Basar Shem, the Rama is teaching me a chiddush, that in a case when you have two items that are pretty similar to each other in taste, like that case of the Gemara, you have to understand the Rama in context of the Gemara that he's quoting, right? It's a little not b'mashma from the Rama. I don't think the Rama is mashma fakert, but the Taz is certainly adding a great deal to this Rama. Correct? They don't mention anything. Correct. And the Taz, you're saying, sends you to the Beis Yosef. Yeah, and Ochanami, but the Taz later on, apparently, when he was massing on the Shach, the Taz came up with a new pshat in the Ramah to preinfert the Shach's kashas, right? And what the Taz tell me is that the Tam Ke'ikar does not apply when the two tastes are close. It only applies when the tastes are dissimilar. That's Nekuda Aleph of the Taz. Oh. Now, if this is the Pshat, of course, so then the comment of the Prima Godin is probably still correct, but it's missing a lot of the force of it, no? Chaylev and Basar, they taste pretty similar. So that's the only reason why the Taz says, I go Basar Shema. If the tastes are very far apart, the Taz himself would be masking that we go Basar Taima. If you don't say this, the Shach's kasha is mamash insurmountable kasha. What do you mean? The whole din of Tam Ke'ikar, like all of Judaism, right, is based on Tam Ke'ikar. What's going on here? Elamai, the Taz has his yisod. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach argues on the Taz, right? In the Shach and Kuntra Sachran. Back to that same page where we were. The Kuntra Sachran of the Shach is masig on the Daf Achron of the Taz. And you see just how the Machlekes becomes more intense as they're going on. Rota Lataris Mashik Shesi in the Shach Sifkat and Vav, the Kodavarav Ein Bahem Mamish. You said that I thought that the Ramo said, right, that Zemar Zematok, the Ein HaEmes Kain, Vade Chashavti Kain, I did think that, but Okay, and that is the pshat. And according to what you're saying, it doesn't help anything at all. comes along the Shach, and just if you read like a few more lines, he develops this yisoid that the din of Tam Ke'ikar is a din to Oraisa. If Tam Ke'ikar is a din to Oraisa, it shouldn't matter if it gives over a little bit of flavor or a lot of flavor. Tam Ke'ikar is the Oraisa. And therefore, Zuck the Shach, my kasher remains. Right? In other words, Taz, you're telling me that there's no din of Tam Ke'ikar if the tastes are pretty close. Ein ha'emes kein. That's wrong. There is a din of Tam Ke'ikar, no? There is a din of Tam Ke'ikar. Even though the tastes are pretty similar, a tiny bit of taste is also taste, according to the Shach. Now, Back to that Shtickel Torah that Reb Feivel Cohen was saying on page Ches. Reb Feivel suggests. Yeah, first of all, Reb Feivel asks a kasha. He says that he found the Pri Chodosh. That the Prichodesh says this idea that when the tastes are pretty similar but a little bit different, that's still called min b'minoi, and that's why we might invoke. He doesn't quote this Taz, but he gets to the same Shtickel Torah, and that's why we might invoke Basar Taima. But he asks a question: why is it that Tam Ke'ikar is Osir? Why is it that when there's tam in something, if I have rice that tastes like chazer, how come I can't eat the rice? So he quotes the Rashba, says, we'll discuss this next time we learn. That's probably going to be on Thursday after Rosh Hashanah. The Rashba tainus. Now the reason why Tam Ke'ikar is usher is because it's not going to be bittul. You see, the halacha of bittul is that when I have a mixture of things and I can't identify which is the isser, which is the heter, so then it's all mutter. Right? But if I can identify it, right, I know that this piece is chazer. And I know that the three other pieces are kosher meat. So I can't say because it's 1 to 3, it's all going to be mutter. Because it's nice, it's nikkur ha'isser. Right? There's no bittul by nikkur ha'isser. Comes along the Rashi, says that's the same thing as tam ke'ikar. No? Tam ke'ikar is l'cha'ora based on the fact that it's nikkur ha'isser. And if it's nikkur ha'isser, it can't be bittul. If that's the case, Frek Reb Feivel, even if there's only a shinui ktsas, lemaisa it's nikar ha'iser. Maishna time rabba, maishna time mezuta. Sof kol sof, it's nikar ha'iser. Right. So what? It doesn't taste like a very strong piece of horseradish. It tastes a little bit like horseradish. Lemaisa, it's still going to be nikar ha'iser. So why would I say, right, the svara of the Taz, the svara of the Pri Chodosh, that when the tastes are similar, but not exactly the same, we do not say Tam Ke'ikar, Lamaisa I should say Tam Ke'ikar. He's really asking the Shach's question, but a little bit backhanded, no? The Shach asks, Tam Ke'ikar is Dairaisa, it doesn't matter if it's a lot of Tam or if it's a little bit of Tam. Reb Feivel asks the Kasha, Tam Ke'ikar, is because it's nikar ha'iser, the Rashba says. And lemaisa, it's nikar ha'iser, even though there's a little bit of tam. To answer this kasha, we could ask another kasha also. This din is what the poskim call tam kolosh, a weaker tam, a shvacha tam. Paiskim asks the same type of kasha that we just asked about the din of nosin tan lufgam, no? Nosin tan lufgam means that when the isser is in the heter and it adds a flavor, but the flavor makes the heter taste worse. So my chazer is cooked with my rice And now instead of my rice tasting good, my rice tastes fat, disgusting, right? Start speaking Yiddish, it's so bad. So that's nosin tan moshgam. Nosin tan moshgam is mutter. Why is nosin tan moshgam mutter? L'cha'ora, it's nikar ha'isr, no? Why is it nikar ha'isr? Because I know that obviously there's some bah, this is terrible rice, it tastes like a pig. Right? It's awful. Nikar ha'isr, to be yasr. Why is nosin tan moshgam mutter? It's a bam kasha. To answer this kasha, says the Megillah Sefer Yesod. The Yesod is that maybe many Rishonim, and what we're saying now, this is exactly the Machlokes Shach and Taz, they hold that the din of Tan Ke'ikar is not based on Nigar Ha'isr, but the din of Tan Ke'ikar is based on the fact that there is Hashivos of the Isr that's still present. Usually, items that are mixed together become a single unit. The taruv is a lach balach, we said. It all becomes a single unit. But if something is chashuv, something sticks out, so then I could say it can't become a single unit with everything else, because einenu haroos, or our mouth's taste, that lanaisa, they taste different. Now, if it's still insignificant, I could say it's still batal. But if it's chashuv, then it can't be batal. Noisin tan lefgam, because it doesn't taste good, it doesn't have chashivos. The lack of chashivos means that it is now going to be batal to everything else. Even though you taste it, but you're willing to identify that this whole unit has the same status because no one part sticks out on its own. That's the basic idea. Effectively, what we're trying to say is like this. The Shach and the Taz are arguing fundamentally about the nature of the din of Tam Ke'ikar. The Shach says that Tam Ke'ikar is just based on Nikar Ha'isr. If it's based on Nikar Ha'isr, so then even if it's a tiny taste, so it's Nikar Ha'isr. And it's not going to be bottled. The Taz would say that Tam Ke'ikar is not based on Nikar Ha'isr, it's based on Hashivos. If it's based on Hashivos, I need a significant taste. I need a real difference. Zemar Zematok. If it's close by, it lacks in the Hashivos. According to the Taz's Mahalach, we can answer this Kasha of Nosin Tan Lefgam easier. According to the Shach's Mahalach, it's harder to answer this Kasha Nosin Tan Lefgam. Mr. Tuchman. Yeah, so that's the way we wanted to tie it up. According to the Shach, it's much harder to answer the Kasha Nosin Tan Lefgam. We'll have to talk about it when we learn Nosin Tan Lefgam. We'll hold this Kasha. Good? These are some of the Ha'aris that we wanted to make. In the Fibre Cohen's presentation of this din, the Basar Shomein, on the one hand it's like Basar Kachash, on the other hand it's like Chelev. So if Bible said that it tastes a little bit similar to both, and maybe that's enough to be Min B'minai, right? Which is very similar to what the Taz says. Very similar to what the Taz says. So Reb Feivel invokes, he says, Ke'en Zeh. I don't say, no. His lashon is, K'tzas Dimyon Lezeh, the halacha of Nat Bar Nat. Nat Bar Nat is like the secondary infusion of taste. Let's say I cook some fish in a Fleisha Gepat, and then I take that fish from the Fleisha Gepat and I put it on a Milchiga plate. So the Tam went, right, from pat to fish, from fish to plate. That's Nat Bar Nat, secondary infusion of taste. So Nat Bar Nat Tehetera is mutter. Why is Nat Bar Nat Tehetera mutter? The mice, I could taste a little bit of the fleshiks in the fish. And presumably that fleshik taste also goes into the plate. So how come it's going to be mutter? So the answer is it's tam kolosh. It's a shvacha tam. And that's not called tam. Says Reb Feivel Cohen, that's the same type of idea. This buzzer shumming, right? That it's like buzzer kachosh, it's like chelev. Because in order to be nosin tam, it has to be a real gezumta nosin tam. What that means is a tam kolosh is not really no same tam, very similar to this idea of nat bar nat. That's what Rav Feivel says on page Ches. Look in the Truvas of Rav Usher Weiss. In Chelak Aleph of Yeredeya, Simen Mem Dalet Mem Hei. You know, there's a famous discussion that happens in my show every single Shabbos morning. The Shaila about whether they're allowed to drink whiskey from the sherry casks. No? It's everyone's favorite Shaila. Mamesh, there you go. Okay. Everyone loves this question. So the CRC has a whole list of which whiskeys are manufactured in what people know what sherry casks are? Okay, basically to manufacture whiskey, they leave the stuff. If you buy, let's say, Glenfiddich, they'll say it aged for 18 years or 12 years at two different types of Glenfiddich, and it ages in a cask, in a wooden barrel. Some of these casks had previously been used for sherry, which is a type of wine. A sherry is a wine that comes from Spain, actually. And the sherry is almost always treif. So what I'm doing is, I am making my whiskey in a container that has treif wine in it. And the shaila is the whiskey kosher or non-kosher? The Moshe Feinstein was makel on it originally, no? The Moshe was makel, he said that the sherry cask is okay because stam yin was bottle kada sheish, and for sure you have six, and even though it's nice and tan, so malchukah shaf and taz, and you have a day of kufya dalim, the Moshe said it could be makel. Okay, great. Others want to be machmir, they say, how can you say it's bottle? And Maisa, they bedafka age the whiskey in these sherry casks because they want the flavor of the sherry in the whiskey. That's why they do it. They spend, the whiskey companies spend a lot of money on these barrels. They want bedafka, these barrels that had sherry in it, because it transfers a certain flavor. Usually they say it's like a finish. I happen not to have the chush hatam for these things. It all tastes like turpentine to me. But that's a discussion. Rav Usher Weiss, in his tshuva, which we'll refer back to a couple of times, you should look at Simon Mandala Mem Hei. Rav Usher says that he thinks the sherry casks, even if there's a little bit of flavor, says it's a machlokes among the experts whether you could taste the sherry in the whiskey, but even if you can, it's a tam kolosh. It's a very weak taste. It's a very, very faint taste. How do you know? Says Rav Usher Weiss, the halacha of nice and tam yeredeya is that either I cook it together or the tam comes out, either kovash through 24 hours. In these situations, the tam is not coming out for 12 years or for 18 years. You didn't get there for so long. We have no musig of tam like that in halacha. There's no concept of tam when it takes 12 years or 18 years to come out. Therefore, says Rav Usher Weiss, he thinks that the sherry cask whiskeys are all okay. There's a great booklet that they put out in the Chicago Kollel like 3-4 years ago about the sherry casks. It's mom. I gave some shiurim about this also, just because the Kiddush Club of my show likes these topics. But fine. What Rav Usher Weiss is saying is this yesod. This yesod, the tam kolosh, if there's a teeny bit of a different flavor, that's not called nosing tam. Now, we have to be precise in our definition, and we'll get back to this probably in 2 weeks from now of warning time, whenever that's going to be. That'll be like 2 months. But tam chazak could be, if I have, let's say, horseradish in rice, and it mamish tastes like strong horseradish. It could also be tam kolosh in the sense that I have horseradish in rice, and I could taste and tell you that there's horseradish in the rice, but it's a fainter taste. Then there's also the type of tam that the treif ingredient, let's say, changes the final flavor of the previously kosher ingredient, but I can't identify the treif ingredient in it. It's similar to the story that we said for Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky about kfeil of bisman hazeh. That since there's so many ingredients in our food, it's hard to identify exactly which flavor it is. So my understanding in Rabbi Usher Weiss's presentation, you'll have to look at this, My understanding is that what Reb Asher is saying is that the taste of the sherry is so faint that even if you can, it's discernible in the final whiskey product, but you can't discern that it comes from wine. It just changes the taste of whiskey, but you can't identify the wine in it. Sometimes you read the back of a bottle and it says, like, it has faint echoes of effervescent lilies, and like you think, I have no idea what that means. Huh? It's worse than high school poetry. I have no idea what it talks about. But some people can identify the particular flavors. Over here, I think the pshat is that what Reb Asher is saying is that you can't even identify the flavors. My understanding is that that's not really the type of Tam Kolosh that we're discussing with this Shach and Taz. My saying that Shach and Taz is talking about a Tam Kolosh in the sense of like the weaker flavor of horseradish that tastes like horseradish, but it's just a Shvacha flavor. But this is something that we'll have to flesh out and develop as the year goes on. This is a very big Yisod. Okay, so what we have to know from today is that the Prima Godin tells me Shach and Taz on a Shitasai. But if you look in the Taz, in the Daf Achron, the Shach, and the Kuntres Achron, they are adding a whole new world about whether the Tam is like Mar and Mato, completely dissimilar. And that might be the beginning of the conversation about the Sherry casks. We should all have a Ksiva Ksima Toiva, a good Kempeng Shdiar. If guys are going to be around a yeshiva in Rosh Hashanah, so I'm not in yeshiva, but I'm in the Heights, and it'll be nice to see you a little bit. I try to make some appearances in the Beis Medrash on Rosh Hashanah also. Like, you should learn, but it's very important like to have a good year. The din of Reishis Hashanah in terms of starting off the year right, you know, the Ramos Minig of not sleeping on Rosh Hashanah, is really that you should use the time to learn. If you could learn well, that's the best thing. It's unbelievable. I know if you daven in yeshiva, you have like a total of like 15 minutes all afternoon between like davening and after davening is over and then after the meal is over. But you have to try to learn Bahasman and Rosh Hashanah, and everyone should have a good year. Shkoyah. Now, if anyone did not get the most recent source sheet from Tom Kaker, so we have that. To be able to learn. Good. Okay.
I was trying to say by the Basar Shema, so that the Basar Shema, that in every Basar Shema there's two distinct parts, right? There's pure meat, pure Basar, pure flesh, and then the pure fat. So it's not that the whole thing together has like a taste that plants here or there or really moving. It's that it has both distinct things. So if you Basar Shema with Chela, so you don't taste the Chela because you're tasting the Shuman in the Basar.
Once I cook the meat, though, like all the cut, like all the fat, like melts into meat.
Right. So in the,
it's not like a thing that's been cooked. That's not. You're right.
But no, but so
what's our shaman when it's a raw piece of meat? When shaman is a raw piece of meat, I can identify the fat and the meat. And the meat is not raw when it's cooked. So it all merges together.
Yeah, but that's true. It all merges together. So Basar Shamay and Basar Kafosh, the Tam if the Basar Shamay is the Isser, if the Basar Kafosh is the Isser, then it's definitely going to be like the Basar Kafosh. You can't distinguish the taste of the Basar Kafosh because that would go into the Basar. Then you have the Basar from the Basar Shamay. So the Basar Shamay is the Isser, it means he's the Shuman. It doesn't work that way.
Well, it might. If I taste it, it may taste different, no? Mm-hmm. But the show is different. Now, how do you say it's maybe me, though?
If you could separate a sliver of the flesh part without it, after cooking, I guess it's different. So.
I'm assuming that we're talking about cooked meat. Yeah. I should put this in possession. You want it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. 10 out of 10, like, good thanks, yeah. You're enjoying the learning so far?
Yeah.
I just feel bad, like, I haven't been around enough to try it. We're trying, yeah.
We're trying,
yeah. It takes time, but once we get into it, like, it's Geschmack, and you're already seeing this, as far as the repeating and this idea. Okay, let's just have a wonderful year, a good great year, good year.
I guess I was just doing my parsha share in the fifth aliyah of Mitzavim. I realized that Mitziv has this word, which is relevant, but I didn't spell it out. Pasuk says, Ki Sashov, Vesishma Bekolo, something like that. So he says that the point is, Mitziv writes, that's my dad, so Mitziv writes that it's about the Talmud Torah.
Yeah, Mitziv is everything.
Right, but it's here, the point is that when you go back to the Yassisim Shosafa, even when you learned it before, when it actually comes to Mice, you have to learn it again, in case maybe it'll come out differently. So it's very relevant to the whole issue of the two planes on which we deal. There's a theoretical halacha, and then it actually comes up in practice. There's a whole other level of unit to make sure that it actually understands what's going on here. What's going on here? What do you think
of the pictures?
What do you think of the president's announcement?
That's so ridiculous.
Not at all. I mean, people write a big movie. I don't think any way he could have left without it being considered.
I think this is how he did it.
Yeah. Except that the papers are still reporting, you know, he wrote there about, you know, when I accept the position, I said, look, I certainly made an effort to make it unnewsworthy as possible. Alright, so next to feeling your hat in the ring. Okay.
I think you're much more qualified.
Well, that's not on the top.
The Philip Smith.
Right.
The Philip Smith.
We're going to go down on that. All right.
See you.
It should be only good things.
It should be an uneventful year.
Amen. All right, the opposite of that Chinese curse.
Right. It's an exciting time.
A year of Shalom, a year of Harbatus HaTorah in the true sense, a year of Kiddush Hashem. Hatzlacha for Klal Yisrael, safety for Klal Yisrael.
Just coaching guys about the rally yesterday.
A little bit, I also the first point. The pasuk says, "Panyacha v'yacha." The question: what's the difference between the two? And it's a sone, and a sone and oye. Some it could mean also that you have oye and who are not sone. People who are up against you could either be some, or they could be people who don't hate you at all, people who might even love you, but still doing things against your interests. Going on every end. You know, you say about Nixon, right? Nixon was an anti-Semite, could save Israel. You know, it's not haba. You could have some who are even like more insane, and some. Is it
Russian? Yeah. Yeah, you're
right. The one day, if you're not in it, it's so hard to.
Last year, I had someone whose cell phone went off in the middle of Tekiah and answer it.
Answer the call of something. Answer the call. I was once in your show when a lady passed away.
Oh, you were there then?
Simchas Torah.
The Rabbi Muskin was the rabbi.
Yes, Muskin was the rabbi. On Yeah.
You know the end of that story. And I must have went to her house, and she had a set of Rimonim for a Sefer Torah and a Choshen.
Uh-huh.
And it was just in her grapevine. And I must have been like, where did this come from? So she brought it back from Europe. Sometimes I must have seen where she tried, and she went, maybe the shul should have that. Because uh-huh. It's the most valuable item in the shul.
Wow. Bring me the story.
That's the way on the Sherry Doctor, though.
Why?
Yeah.
There was a couple.
Somebody was just kind of warming up there, on the seat there.
Good luck. Take a seat, stay for a few minutes.
No problem.
Okay. I'm just doing some housekeeping work.
So, I told my wife.
That's always encouraging.
That's always encouraging that we should tell you that, right? So, basically, we discussed, and I'm willing to give it a trial basis.
Mm-hmm.
And try going, but.
Try going to the February.
I'll try going to the February. I'll go to the first one, see how it goes. Yeah. I did my research. I read my research. And one of the guys dropping out, he's not just dropping, he dropped out.
This is Azar?
No, Asher Becker just dropped
out. Oh, Asher Becker, okay.
He just dropped out.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I spoke to Nick, I spoke to Asher, and I spoke to two other guys who've taken classes with there's not even a chance that this is going to be a successful ship.
So the question
I'm willing to go and try it, but
so
at what point
like, what
did the Brachel Batal already?
I don't know.
Meaning,
what,
also another question. If I take my off night on Monday night when he gives the Chabura, so is that... like, that's Medina, that should be Mutter, right? According to the rules of Chabura. Right? It's not that. It's not 4 out of 5 nights a week, except for that Monday night can't be.
Bring your own gun.
That's true, but I'm also very good at breaking the rules in order to make myself most effective.
Right. Right, just let me finish this.
No problem. I'm a troublemaker, but I'm only a troublemaker in order to make myself learn most effectively and efficiently as possible.
Right.
Which is, I think, meaning there's no mitzvah to make myself learn worse or to make it harder for me to be successful
right.
in order to fit into anybody's conception of a system. And I don't think, honestly, the way REITs is forming itself now, at least under a Penner, past a little while, it seems to be much more open to everybody maximizing their own potential their own way within relatively
within the
guidelines.
Broad structure.
Right. So, meaning, it's not like I'm saying, well, I'll be part of the Kol, but I'm not going to learn Kachem. I'm not going to learn with them. I'm not going to go to, I'm not going to write, but I'll be part of the Kachem Kol. I'm not saying that. I'm saying,
I just feel that, maybe you should try to speak of this over with the other Penner. Like, my feeling is that the Chabura is, like, not just a part of the Kol program. It is, I don't know, the part, but a major part of the Kolam.
In reality, that's not the case really with the other Kolam, right? You don't have to go to every Chabura.
It's like a different Kolam are different. Right now, we are, the different Kolam are different. What we're trying to do is establish this Kolam in a way that the Chabura is more important. You know, in Kol Elyon, for example, the Chaburas are the major part.
But in Kol Elyon, they're, meaning in Kol Elyon, you're first of all, I mean, aside from the compensation that you're getting, which is pretty, which makes it a job. Meaning, whereas Ritz Bichal is paid like a regular Kol. You go to learn, you go to Seder, so you go take a coffee break a little bit, whatever. It's understood because, like in every Kol, you're getting paid $600, the equivalent to $600 a month for the year. So, how much seriousness can we expect you to take every minute?
Of course.
Whereas when we pay you for a real job, so we're paying you for a job, do your job. This is your job.
But also
your boss called you for a meeting
time
twice
we're
a week.
Asking
you
for. Now, if we're asking for 8 hours a week, and you're getting paid.
Whatever, I mean, it's not about the money. It's more about, for me at least, it's about the fact that I would like to learn.
So I'm happy, you know, if you're telling me that you want to learn with the Kol, give up. If you want to, the question though is, can we cut you a check from the Kol? If there's a very strong likelihood that you won't be going to Chabur, that's really the only question
I'm
dealing with.
And honestly, if it was anybody who was giving a Chabura, I would. But from my understanding, it's not a Chabura. It's
a
class. It's not a shiur. It's a class.
Uh-huh.
It's Rabbi Horowitz's thoughts on whatever he wants to talk about that might be loosely affiliated with Kachim.
Right.
So far, from my understanding, there has been very little Kachim discussed in the Chaburas. And there's certainly no discussion. There's no. It's not a chabura like you would give Rabbi Wiederblank or Rabbi Schnall or any yeshiva here. Anybody. It's not a chabura. It's a class. You're going to class from 9 to 9:45 on Monday nights for the thoughts on. You understand what I'm saying? The reason why I'm arguing so strange.
I just don't know. Like, as of now, we have a few other guys who are applying.
So, like I told you, if you think that those guys are you'd rather have them than call them meat, I fully respect that. No, man, I'm not saying. If they're willing to buy it,
I hear what you're saying. That's what you're saying is that you're willing to try it out. You know, if you get blown off your feet and you love it,
that's not
going to
happen. But if it's something that I could sit through and worst case scenario, so I'll sit there and I'll listen with one ear and with other eye, my two eyes, I'll be learning on my bar line on the computer. Okay, so whatever. Saying like, if I have to do that, so that's what I'll do. But
I got it.
We can both agree that that's not optimal for anybody involved.
Correct.
It's not optimal for me.
But I'm going to... I don't know if I'll pursue this before Rosh Hashanah.
It's fine.
I'll make a note of it.
Okay. So, fine. So what, assuming that at least on a trial basis, do you want me to start the call now on a trial basis, not start until we come to an agreement of some kind or not? What would you do?
Happy if you try and get on this. Why don't you start on a trial basis, and after the first Chabura, like, we can...
Okay, so what's the Chabur schedule for over the Bin Zman?
I haven't touched base with Rabbi Horowitz, I don't know.
Okay, so I'll speak to Yish.
And
what are the other requirements of the Kol in specific, other than 4 nights a week, 2 hours?
Learning.
Just learning.
And writing an article.
On Menachos at the end of the year.
Correct.
Okay, fine.
I think on in the middle of the year, we're discussing the type of article. We might answer something in English.
Whatever.
To be.
No problem.
Okay.
Take your answer, Ashworth.
Where are you from, Rosh Hashanah?
I'm not in Rosh Hashanah with my in-laws.
In-laws? Where is that?
In New Rochelle.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm my you know. Anyway.
Gewaldig.
Thank you.
Foto. Hello, Yoel. How are you?
Good to see you.
So, I'm not 100% sure what this meeting is about. Honestly, you spoke with Rabbi Bronstein last week,
yes.
And apparently you're leaving to go back to, you're from Houston?
No, California.
California.
Yes. Did Rabbi Bronstein message you to reach out to me, or?
Yeah. So, my understanding is that you're going back for the rest of the year?
I'm going back for the Chagim for now.
Mm-hmm. And you're uncertain about whether you're returning to Yeshiva afterwards?
Yeah, either over here or Israel.
Or Israel. Where would you go in Israel?
Probably Gross.
Gross. Mm-hmm. No, you have not officially been admitted to Smicha yet, as far as I understand.
I don't know, Rabbi Bronstein says I am.
Oh, you say you are?
Yeah.
What have you studied so far in Smicha?
Shirim Basrachalov Avelut.
With whom?
Rabbi Ben Chaim, I did Basrachalov Avelut, and also did Basrachalov once with Rabbi Weider. As part of Shir and Basrachalov.
And you passed for Ben Chaim?
Yeah.
And Rabbi Weider, you took the Bechina?
Yeah.
You passed both of them. Did you do Nida yet?
No. Nida, fourth year halacha, contemporary out of that.
And Shi'ur requirement?
One more left.
Now, what do you want to do career-wise?
I want to go into Jewish communal work.
What does that mean?
Jewish organization work, either campus work.
How old are you, Yoel?
27.
What's your degree in?
Where?
You have
I got my master's in Jewish philosophy.
And your undergraduate work?
UC San Diego, communications.
Who do you consider to be your Rebbe here?
There's people I'm close with, but no one's particularly...
Who you close with? I know we shmooze sometimes.
I speak with, when I see him occasionally, Rabbi Daniel Stein, Rabbi Ben Chaim, Rabbi Bronstein, Rabbi J.J. Schachter, but no one who I would call my Rebbe.
It's like if you have a personal matter to discuss, I'm not sure where to go.
Myself. I have a rabbi in Israel I speak to, Rabbi Ari Kahn.
Where is he?